Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. This is our very special, and I'm serious, very special CUDA House radio show with Bob Adams. CUDA is spelled C-U-D-A, House, you know how to spell that, H-O-U-S-E.com. So if you go to CUDAHouse.com, you'll be able to see all the cool things that Bob does, or many of the cool things. He does a lot of stuff. And Bob and I have known each other for well over a dozen years. And when he first called me up, I considered him super-duper smart. Had a spreadsheet in front of him telling me a little bit about, like, if this happened and this happened and this happened and this happened, I'm like, wow, this guy's a smart dude. And as I learned more about his background, I realized that, no, he's a really smart dude. I mean, Bob Adams, he's a smart guy. He's done accomplished things. So I consider it always a privilege and a pleasure to be able to talk to Mr. Bob Adams, because we talk about some really cool stuff. Well, when he called me up recently and we started talking about AI, artificial intelligence, it was almost as if our paths, they didn't just cross, they collided. I mean, it just hit rock, like smash, you know, like a cargo ship on a Baltimore bridge. It just, like, there was no holding it back. Some people say, well, can't they build those bridges so they can handle those kind of collisions? I'm like, you don't understand math, lady. Like, F equals MA, force equals mass times acceleration. There's no way. So what's wrong with you? So anyway, we're here for some of the smart people to be actively involved in a topic that is really changing the world in more ways than you know, which is AI. So CUDAHouse.com is his website. We spoke on a brief overview of some of the things that we were working on or thinking about on the last radio show, and you'll want to listen to a collection of these radio shows. So we made sure we built a webpage called buildingfortuneradio.com/CUDAHouse, and Bob told me he put a link to the radio show on his website, CUDAHouse.com, so there's several places you'll be able to see it, and you'll find that with the stuff that I do and the stuff that he does, you'll see CUDA House all over the place. So it is always a pleasure to brief in my wonderful introduction about Bob Adams, only because I want more of the content to be here on Bob Adams Radio Show, because I can talk about this guy forever. So, Bob, thanks for being here.
You know, we've had a long relationship. You know, listen to you, I thought, hey, you and dog wise, that's a long time. we have collaborated on some interesting stuff over time, and I've been indulging myself in playing around with this technology. Most of my career, I've been playing in technology, whether it was in taxes or whatever. I fully embrace technology. I love it. I think it's marvelous stuff. And lately, once AI came to the forefront of my scope of things to learn about, which was in November of 2022, the second day it opened, I signed up. And I just had been totally enamored with the things I'm able to do with it. And then, you know, I did a bunch of research, and I have created courses with materials where I've got spreadsheets now with over 1,700 AI links, and we describe in those spreadsheets what each one of those links do, you know, what type of an AI course is it. And then I have another one that I created that's got 12,000 prompts for ChatGPT. So whatever it is you're trying to get ChatGPT or any other AI source that's available to the public to get it to give you information that's going to be pertinent to what you're looking for, the correct prompt is the key. And so having that, you know, understanding as to what they are really is valuable. And what's really fun is you get into ChatGPT or any others and you say, I need a prompt tell me this, and it creates the prompt for you, and then you apply the prompt. You know, it's just so much fun to play with. It's like having all the encyclopedias in the entire world in front of me in a visual manner that is just so fun. I ranted for a long time on that.
Well, there's still a certain portion of our population, meaning the Building Fortunes Radio listening audience, that says, you know, I've heard about it. I don't know how to use it. I've never heard of it before. So they're really brand new. And I'd say there's probably a huger portion of the population that has never touched it before, wouldn't even know how to get in there, and doesn't know what a prompt is. So
yeah.
This is all very valuable information, because if you don't plug in to this, you're going to be missing a lot of the things that are happening in the world around you. And some people might say, well, this artificial intelligence won't affect me. I'm like, well, unless you're literally, like, you can't be listening to this radio show and say that. The only people that can say artificial intelligence won't affect me is if you were marooned on an island and it was a small island with no electricity. That is the only person that can say it's not going to affect them, and it's probably going to affect them anyway. So the reality is it's here. It's wonderful, and it's scary, and it's something you have to learn, because just like any other tool, they can be wonderful and used for good, or scary and used for worse. So you got to learn this stuff. So I really, really want our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience to learn first, and then as they're learning, the cool thing about you and the stuff that you do, to be able to apply. So learning is nothing. Like, knowledge is useless. Knowledge is, maybe you can do Scrabble better, but knowledge is useless unless it's applied, and it's useless to you unless it's applied to your world. So having said that, let's jump into whatever topic you want to talk about.
Okay, well, let's just do it easy. Okay, Buddha House is really built around the idea of making technology simpler, because I know that when we first get started in playing in the world of technology, when we first came out, and, you know, you need to know how to write things in and create stuff, and it's like, okay, we've gone way past that stage at this point in time, and they've managed to collaborate with different concepts and put them all into an easy way to do things. And so this is really all about being able to do that. Yes, I can help you with websites and bots and broadcastings and all kinds of wonderful stuff, which is all part of that internet, you know, based system digital world that we live in. But I think if we're going to get down to it, we need to take something that's going to be the core technology in the future, and that's AI. So I'm going to jump off right here and just kind of revisit AI, and then how to access it, how to use it, and the value to it. Well, let's start right there. First of all, in the previous radio show, I used an analogy of the ocean being the ultimate source of knowledge, as in water. And it is disseminated out as mist. It comes to the mountains. It collaborates. It falls right there and falls in different kinds of forms. And it goes down the mountains into rivers, into reservoirs, and then out to individuals. It's being used in order to propagate life and keep things going. AI is very similar to that. When Google got started, and you have to realize that the actual internet started way before them. But when Google got started, their intention was to make all information available. And how they did it is that they would go out and solicit these websites or other sources of information and make it available so people could type in something and it would go out and find. What it would find was a whole bunch of different sources, and then you had to go through those sources to be able to solicit what you wanted. It's simple. If you go into Google and you type in something that you want to research, let's talk about dogs. Let's talk about pugs, okay? And then how many websites do you think there are that talk about pugs? I mean, the immensity of it all is huge. Now, you also know that if you type in pugs in Google, you could also add behind that to say, I want to know how long they live. Okay? And that's going to minimize the number of websites. You still have to search all those websites. Okay? Then you can also put pugs on how long they live, what's the best diet, and that's going to minimize the number of websites that's going to be available. And then you're going to add in one more faction of what kind of vet problems can I potentially looking at with a bug? So that's going to minimize the number of websites that's going to provide that information. Well, essentially what AI did, it presents itself as an artificial intelligence, meaning it go out and dig through all that same material and present it to you. It's called a large language model. I'm going to give to you a little bit of information, and just as if you were talking to a human. Now, the whole idea of having computers actually started back in the 50s. And there was a particular program called Alice that was created, and it had the mimicry of being able to recite words, although it sounded very computeristic. It could still recite things and put it out there to people. And then they began to work on that and work on that. And it went through a little phase in the 70s where it kind of got dropped for a while. And then they began to realize what AI could actually do, because what it does is it collaborates with all the different sources for information, solicits the information, and then puts it in a presentable format. Who used it? Well, take a look at Elon Musk, or take a look at other guys who have managed to move themselves way beyond the standards of what most people would consider for business applications or anything else, and have moved them out beyond the measure of anything else. Well, that's what AI did for them. So when they made the whole idea of making it open, so when you say ChatGPT, you get to realize it's coming from a source called OpenAI, meaning the idea is that artificial intelligence would be readily available to everybody. To everybody. Well, Elon Musk was actually part of that when it first started. He contributed a bunch of money into it. He ran into a conflict of interest. He withdrew himself and went another direction. But when he was in there, the whole idea is that it would not be monetized, that everybody would have total free access to it. Well, after he left, there was a collaboration of big money that came to the table, and they managed to boost all the technical and the mechanical aspects of it. And in order to help pay for that, they had to monetize it, which is why you have the ability to pay for the advanced services. And I have to admit, that $20 a month, like Peter went on about last time, that $20 a month is really minuscule compared to what you get out of that $20 a month. And so that's how AI really got going. And then since then, you know, we've got Perplexity. You have to look around. You're going to find all kinds of open AI sources that are available. They're all being, in some ways, mimicking. You can even create your own. So there's just ways of putting applications into all this huge ocean of knowledge and bringing it forefront and putting it to work. So what I want to do is, I know we're heading into a break here in just another couple of minutes, and when we get through with that break, I want to talk specifically about chatbots. And we'll show you the, or I'll show you, advantage of having them and what they do on a website in particular. So I think you'll find it kind of interesting. But what I want to do right now is just make you understand that, or offer you the opportunity to understand that AI is nothing more than the technical ability to take vast amounts of knowledge and present it in a way of language so that we can utilize it. And it's interesting because that language can present itself as written, as audio, and as video. It's pretty dang cool. They can also write code. And I have a lot of guys who are into coding in a big way, and they're finding that by taking the use of ChatGPT, throw their code into it, it'll bug it out, take out all the problems that they find, and then return it. And then you can apply it, test it, and you can change it. And ChatGPT does a marvelous job of that. There's a lot of AI sources that do just that job itself right there. Okay, so I'm going to pause here because I know that we've got an ad that gets to go on right here. And my friend, it's all yours.
Here we go. So we're going to be right back after this quick commercial break.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Bob Adams. And as we're talking and listening about the stuff that he's working on with AI, for those people that need a super simple answer, I was just thinking about this, Bob. I don't know why it came up in my brain while you were talking, but I was trying to think of a simple way also to explain AI to some people. And I'll just use this as an example. When I was in high school and elementary school, probably more towards elementary into junior high, we had this kid. His name was Jeff. I think I remember his last name, but I'm not going to mention his last name because he probably doesn't want the popularity. But this kid knew everything about baseball. I mean, he knew everything about baseball. Hey, Jeff, you know, who won the 1963 World Series? Oh, it was the whatever, the Mets, which was probably not true, but I'm just making that part up. It was the Mets. They won 6-5, you know, in the World Series, and it was really great because there were 3 doubleheaders and 7 triple zeros and everything else about baseball. And you'd say, geez. Hey, Jeff, you know, what was the batting average of Hank Aaron in 1973? Oh, that was real simple. It was .397. He hit 27 homers. I'm like, what the hell? Like, where are you getting this stuff from? ChatGPT is a little bit like Jeff, just bigger. Hey, ChatGPT, you know, whatever question you have, not just about baseball, but about knowledge of the world. So just think about that. If you could have access to that for free or near free, and you just have to learn how to use it. So just thinking about that as we were going through our explanations. And I just figured I'll interject that here because not being able to use that, and that's going to have a little bit to do with your chatbot, I think, explanation mm-hmm. as far as where to get this knowledge from, and then you'll be able to help us with that as well. So back to you.
Okay. Oh, that was a perfect lead-in. Thank you very much. Okay. So let's go back to our analogy of the ocean for just a moment as being the ultimate source of knowledge. In order to be able to provide as much knowledge as is possible, you have to have the technical ability to be able to put it in order and then feed it out in a manner that is digestible. So to do that, OpenAI and other sources who provide large public accesses have the computer capabilities of being able to handle the research and the response to millions and millions of people that are currently using it. Now, it's measured in lots of different ways as to how, you know, the trillions of sources of information that feed into ChatGPT. And those trillions of sources make it so that it's a wider application and it is used for just about anything and everything. Now, in order to make it safe, because it is such a massive amount of knowledge that's available from all sources and all types of different types of things, they manage it to put restrictions on it so that you cannot go to ChatGPT and say, show me how to build a bomb, or show me how to rob a bank, or show me how to break into a car. Okay, it's not going to give you that information. It's going to block that information. So that's called censorship or restrictment. You know, however you want to look at that, they're taking a look at the main public, just like Facebook, where they have the rules and limitations they put in place for the general public safety. It's the same thing there. But because it's a large language model and it works so well, you can do things with that and interface it with specifics. Now, what I'm saying right here is, oftentimes when you go to a website, you'll see this little button pop up in the lower right-hand corner, and it says, hi, how can I help? Whatever message it may be, in order to engage somebody to be willing to click on it and ask a question. Now, the way that works is pretty dang slick. There's some programs that will go through your entire website and pick up all the knowledge that you have there. Then you can add more knowledge to it where it, let's see, for example, like on CUDA House, I have a chat bot and a link at the bottom, but I've also fed it a whole bunch of other information that's not necessarily on my website. It might be more details about specific options or specific equipment or things along that line. So that the chat bot is being what's called trained. So the training is, it looks at my website, it looks at the material I give it, and then the next thing I do is I train it to respond. Now, by responding, I'm saying, if this person says this, you respond with this. And I only give it 5-6 different types of things because I don't have to give it a lot. And the reason why is because it's already interfaced with ChatGPT 3.5 and that large language model that's available. So essentially what we've done is we've taken and we've added to that massive bulk work of information that's available through ChatGPT, and then we've added to it our version of information that we want to be dispensed when people ask a question. Okay, take a moment, catch your breath, all right, because I know this is an intense. For most people who have never even looked at the idea of, number one, what AI is, what it can do, how the technology works to it, I'm just trying to make it as simple as possible to share with you that AI essentially is nothing more than the means to be able to transmit information in a way that's, you know, usable to us. And a chat bot, that meaning conversation, bot meaning robot, essentially is a link to your website and to other materials that you want to add to your knowledge base for your clients in a way of supporting them when they ask a question, even doing sales to them if they have a question, which can link to different places that you send them to accomplish whatever the task may be. And ultimately, if it comes to a question that it does not know an answer, it can send them to somebody to talk to them. All right, so that's essentially what a chatbot does. Well, when you take a look at a website, what is the purpose of a website? A website, it puts your presence out there on the web so that you have a marketing tool available that people can access to learn about the products or services that you wish to put out there to the world. It's just that simple. Well, what the chatbot does is it takes all that information on your website so they don't have to search through your website to find things and makes it available where they can ask a simple question. And it'll either take them to it on the website or answer the question outright right there. So when I help people build a website, I tell them that the second most important thing on their website is going to be the chatbot. And you want to build it at the same time you build the website. Now, what's really cool about commercial chatbots, which are available, they automatically check your website daily at least. Usually they have a constant running, checking it all the time to make sure that any new information that you put into it, it's going to have made available to whoever resources want to click on that button down there. So chatbots are freaking awesome. They're really, 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 really cool. And so you can use them not just for your website. Now, this is going to be kind of cool, because you can also train the chatbot to do education. You can train it to look for specific material for a hobby. I mean, the chatbots can do just about anything. Most applications that we use them for is on websites. Now, here's my invitation. First of all, obviously, I'm going to say go to CUDA House because we've got some really cool stuff. And when you go to the front page of that, it's going to pop up. I got a really cool pop-up. And it's going to offer you a free AI PDF report on what AI does and how it works for businesses. So when you register, it's going to send that to you as a download. You'll be able to see it. It's also going to follow up with some other things. When you get done with that, my invitation is, if you've only got a website, you haven't discovered what a bot can do, go on the website where it says bots, B-O-T-S. Click on that. Another pop-up's going to show up. Or, if it doesn't show up because you've already registered, just go down to the page down there, and you can register to make an appointment with me. We'll spend about 15 minutes, but in that registration, you're going to put in your website. And when you get through putting that information in and it sends it to me, I'm going to automatically dump it into a bot. So when we have our conversation, which will be scheduled at your convenience and mine, then I'm going to be able to show you this is exactly what a bot can do for you. You'll be able to see it. I can send you the link. You can play with it. It's going to be freaking awesome. All right? And that's all free. That part you can take a look at, play with, and you'll see the benefits to it. And if you decide that you want to have one designed and put into your system, I can help you with that as well. So that's probably the most important parts that I want to get out today in today's presentation. I've got a ton of material to share with everybody, by the way. I mean, this is just an introduction into this part of CUDA House, because I know that Peter and I, we've done podcasting and radio shows together for a long time, and we're both really accustomed to how that works. And sometimes just sharing that with people so they begin to understand the avenues of marketing. And when you start getting into that, you're going to discover how AI is marvelous. Because you can go into AI and say, I need a series of topics to be able to share on the podcast. It'll help you. I need to take this topic and I need to have it written up in a narrative that I can do my podcast with. It helped you. Oh, I'm going to do a YouTube video on this. It helped you. And by helping you, I mean, not only does it give you the information, it's going to be of value to you, but it'll put it in the narrative and then show you where the music comes in, the sound effects comes in, the images comes in. It can do it all. It is freaking awesome. That's how come it's so easy to get lost and play in it, which is what I do. I really, really enjoy that part and aspect of playing around with AI. And then also, as you notice on the website, when you go to my website, there's this good-looking guy there. Okay? That's a good-looking guy. That's a creation from AI also. But my image, it says, okay, let's make him look like this. And so that's what it did. And it's really, 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 really fun to play with and to make some awesome stuff. All right, Peter, I know we're knocking on the end of our time together here, bro.
We are.
I just want to leave one more thought to put out there. Don't be afraid to make an appointment with me. Okay? There's an option on the website to make an appointment. Even if it's not about chatbots, if you've got questions about other things that have to do with AI or websites or whatever, make an appointment. I'll be glad to spend 15 minutes with you and have a conversation to see exactly what it is you're trying to accomplish, and then can I help? Okay.
So make sure you go to CUDAHOUSE.com, CUDAHOUSE.com. So CUDAHOUSE.com, and of course you can always hear these again. You probably want to back to buildingfortressradio.com/CUDAHOUSE, or I know the link is going to be on Bob's website as well. And we're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks everyone. Thanks Bob.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.